Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Fastlane Sports Nation. Welcome to another Tuesday evening and another brand new episode of the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishandgame.com. Check out their great line of outdoor merchandise. On this week's episode of the Fastlane Sports Show, we've got some NASCAR updates. We also will be doing Talking Dirty with Christina, brought to you by Racer Chase and Apparel. As always, we'll have the penalty box coming up later. We got NHL playoffs. We got World of Outlaws. We got High Limits coming to Ohio soon. And we have tonight another special guest, Racing Jason Bush, modified driver from Georgetown Speedway, will be joining us in just a little bit. All that coming up tonight live on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. And don't forget, the Barbasol Shave phone lines will be open the entire show, 657-383-1903 is the number to call. Let's get this show started. Let's go. Presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com where you can find all of the great outdoor fishing, hunting, clothing, performance gear made to last. Go to hardcorefishinggame.com. You'll get 20% off of your first order when you sign up online at Hardcore Fishing Game. Like I said, fishing, hunting apparel, They've got accessories, hats, batteries for boats. They got footwear, eyewear, tumblers, lures for fishing. Yeah, I can say that, can I? They've got men's, women's apparel, both. So check out hardcorefishinggame.com. They've got great merchandise. They've got the Memorial Day sale going on right now where you can save 25%. They've got a great line of their outdoor apparel that is red, white, and blue themed for Memorial Day. So check that out. They've got a lot of great stuff on there. It's a little past needing that warm, insulated, outdoor hunting apparel now. We're coming into summer. But if they've got stuff on there that you need and you like, take advantage of that 20% off. You also get free shipping on all orders over $75. So they've got some great deals online. Check them out. And tell them you heard about them on the Fast Lane Sports Show. They'll get a kick out of that. They'll like that. They like hearing that as well. So go to hardcorefishinggame.com. We've got a great show lined up tonight. Obviously, every week we come to you live from the 357 Woodworks Studios. You want to go over and check out 357 Woodworks on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Scott's always posting some new videos once or twice a week on TikTok where he shows you around his shop, shows you some of the new wood that he gets in, the different types of lumber that he has for different projects that he has coming up, or if there's something that you want custom made, he likes to take you around the shop so you can see the type of lumber that he has. So that if there's something that you want custom made, you can say, hey, I saw that you had this type of wood, this type of lumber. I was looking for whatever, and talk to Scott. He does custom orders a lot. He also has a lot of merchandise in stock. They've got some great Memorial Day and 4th of July porch decor in the shop right now. I was just on the phone with Scott, actually. He just called me right before the show. He was on his way to work. He wanted to call and check in. I'd like to have him on the show sometime. He works Tuesdays are his Fridays. He's off Wednesdays and Thursdays. So today is technically his Friday, and he goes in at 8. So kind of hard to have him on the show, but I might just meet up with him one day, do a quick interview, record it, and then play it on the show. But I'd like to have Scott on so he can talk to you guys a little bit about some of the new stuff that they have going on there. He's got some great ideas and things that he wants to do coming up this summer that they're going to try. It's pretty cool. I like it. But right now, they got Memorial Day, 4th of July, red, white, and blue America themed things for your porch. He's got some other things that he's got in the works for stuff for like gardens out in your flower bed, stuff for your yard, for your porch, things like that. So really, really cool things. He's also got cornhole boards, custom made cornhole boards. We're coming into spring cookouts, barbecues, backyard parties, 4th of July firework, get togethers, stuff like that, Memorial Day get togethers, all that kind of stuff coming up. So if you need a set of cornhole boards, check out 357 Woodworks on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and check out their boards. He's got boards, and if you order boards, it comes with the bags too. So you don't even have to get bags. You can order everything right there from 357 Woodwork. So that's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome there. We've got Jason Bush coming up here in just a little bit. He'll be on the show tonight. He is a modified driver from Jennerstown Speedway. That's a track that we go to once or twice a year. It's about 3.5-4 hours away. So it's not a track that we go to often, because it's usually a weekend trip when we go. Usually I take the wife with me and we make a weekend out of it. We'll go either Friday, do some stuff Friday evening, go to the racetrack Saturday, come home Sunday morning, or just go to the race Saturday and stay overnight and get up and just stay around town there and do stuff all day Sunday before coming home. But yeah, Jason is a driver there at Jennerstown. We'll talk to him, catch up with him, see how last year went for them and the team, see how they're doing so far. They've had two races so far. They're 2 weeks into their season already. I'll tell you what, these small town short tracks are up and running. Wayne County has not had the best of luck. They just ran their second week this past weekend, but they had 2 weeks of rainouts. So Mother Nature has not been kind to them. Lernerville, they're up and running. They just had racing again this weekend too. Great weather this past week for racing. Friday night was a little touch and go, but Saturday was just absolutely beautiful around this area, Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, where a lot of these racetracks are. You had a great chance to check out some awesome racing this past weekend. And I'm pretty sure, looking at the forecast, I'm pretty sure this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, it's going to be upper 70s and mostly sunny again. So sounds like it's going to be another great weekend upcoming for you to get out to the racetrack if you haven't been yet this year, or if you haven't been in a few years, or if you've never been. This would be the weekend to check it out. It's not going to be too hot. It's going to be mid to upper 70s with that sun. Probably feel a bit around 80. That's perfect. Take a hoodie, though, because it is still this time of year where I've been to plenty of tracks this time of year. It's nice and sunny and warm during the day while you're there, and then as soon as that sun goes down and all you have is a T-shirt on, you get chilly, especially if you're going to Jennerstown up in the mountains. Yeah, you want to take a hoodie with you. Because it could be 100 degrees during the day when racing is getting started. But as soon as that sun goes down, you want to make sure you take a hoodie whenever you go to the racetracks in the evenings. We've got Christina will be on with us here in just a little bit. We'll talk to her. We'll get some updates on some dirt racing stuff. The High Limits, they've had touch and go too. They've ran 2 weeks. They've had a couple rainouts. Kokomo. Last Tuesday got postponed. Don't fret though. Their next racetrack, May 16th, next Tuesday, High Limits Sprint Car Series will be at Wayne County Speedway. That's right, Wayne County Speedway. And as of right now, I plan on trying to attend that race again. It's going to be, as of right now, a week out. I know we're still a week out. But as of right now, they're saying that it should be pretty nice next Tuesday. Sunny, 71. Not much chance of the wet stuff, so we'll see. But High Limit Sprint Car Series, the new Sprint Car Series started by Kyle Larson, who leads the points. I know. Him and Tyler Courtney are tied. Right now, they're a point ahead of Anthony Macri, but they lead the points right now with the two races they ran at Lakeside Speedway and 34 Raceway. So they've had two races. They've got Wayne County next Tuesday. Like I said, Kokomo was postponed. Now, the first race at Thunderbolt Raceway, it just says rain out. Doesn't say postponed. Doesn't say canceled either. So I imagine they'll try and get that race in. Excuse me. They'll try and get that race in, I'm sure. But the Kokomo one does say postponed, so they are definitely going to get that one in. We've also got some news out of the dirt racing world involving Parker Price Miller. We'll talk about that when Christina joins us on Talkin' Dirty, presented by Racer Chase and Apparel. Be sure to go to racerchaseandapparel.com. as well, check out the great line of racetrack apparel that Amanda has over there. You want to look good when you go to the racetracks, you know. So go to Racer Chasin Apparel for her line of racetrack clothing. So we got High Limits. We got World of Outlaws. They, I definitely want to talk to Christine about the World of Outlaws. Shark Racing picks up a win a couple nights ago, Friday night. We'll talk to her about that. The World of Outlaws was at Eldora Speedway this past weekend. We've got the show NASCAR League. We'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. Also, check out while you're on Facebook and scrolling through there, looking at updates and checking on family members or whatever you do on Facebook. Go to Margazzano Designs and check out Margazzano Designs on Facebook as well. If you need a custom gift idea for, a birthday, an anniversary, a wedding, bachelorette, bachelor party, Mother's Day. Mother's Day is Sunday. If you haven't gotten your mom anything yet, check out Margazzano Designs on Facebook. And it's probably a little too late for Mother's Day now. Father's Day is coming up though in a month. But if you want a really neat that's custom and different, and it's original from you, check out Margazzano Designs, and you can see some of the things that she has made in the past, or maybe you have an idea like, hey, I would like this. She might be able to do it. You can always ask. But Margazzano Designs, she's made some stuff. She actually made some stuff for the show that tomorrow I'm going to be posting on the group page for our giveaway for May, is some custom made things that Margazzano Designs made for us for the show. So those are pretty cool. If you go on her site, you might see what I'm talking about because she's got it posted there. So you get a little sneak peek, but you can see some of the things that she does. She's very, very creative, very talented. And like I said, if you have a custom gift idea that you would like for whatever it might be, like I said, birthdays, anniversaries, Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever it might be, check out Margazzano Designs on Facebook. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from Barbasol, and then when we come back, we will start getting into talking dirty. We'll start talking about the World of Outlaws and the High Limit Sprint Car Series right after this quick break.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road, jumped a barbed wire. I spread the word, light the bonfire and call the girls king in the can in the morning.
All right, welcome back to the Fast Lane Sports Show. That's right, you heard that Barbasol commercial. The Barbasol Shea phone lines are open the entire show. The number to call in is always 657-383-1903. That is the Barbasol Shea phone line number to call. If you ever want to call in and talk about whatever topic it is that we're on, maybe we're talking dirt racing, maybe we're talking NASCAR, maybe we're talking NHL hockey playoffs, whatever it might be, you can always call in and be a part of the show. We always appreciate that. We appreciate you listening, but we also appreciate when you guys call in and talk to us. So you heard that Dirt Road Anthem song there. We're going to jump right into talking dirty. Christina is, I'm not sure. I don't know if she'll be on tonight. She's got some stuff going on at work. They've been doing this new training stuff where she has to call in at like 7 o'clock in the afternoon or at night and do these training things on the phone and stuff. So I'm not sure if she'll be on tonight, but you know what? We can still do a little talking dirty. Talking Dirty is always brought to you by Racer Chasin Apparel. Be sure to go to racerchasinapparel.com. And from there, I'm pulling it up right now so I can tell you guys, racerchasinapparel.com, and it's C-H-A-S-I-N, Racer Chasin. I'm not saying that wrong. It's Racer Chasin Apparel. First-time customers, when you sign up, you will get 20% at checkout when you use the code WELCOME20, WELCOME20. Welcome 20 at checkout. You'll get 20% off your entire order. And when you go to racerchasinapparel.com, that'll be the first thing you see at the top. And then you can shop t-shirts, tumblers. I think I'm pretty sure that she even has some baby products now. I'm not sure. You'd have to ask. But yeah, t-shirts, tumblers. She got it all right there on her website, and some of the shirts are actually on sale. Tank tops, ladies, men's, check them out. They've got a couple of those are on sale, $5 off right now. So you might want to check that out. Pretty cool. Good stuff there. If you want to look the best at the racetrack, shop Racer Chasin Apparel. So we got the World of Outlaws. They are in full swing starting tomorrow, May 10th. They are making, speaking of being in full swing, they'll be making their Pennsylvania swing. And it's really only two tracks this time around. But the PA Posse is looking to shake some things up in the point standings. Wednesday, May 10th, the World of Outlaws will be at Lincoln Speedway in Abbottstown, Pennsylvania for the Gettysburg Clash. And then from there, they go to Williams Grove Speedway. They'll be there Friday and Saturday, a two-night event for the Morgan Cup. So you've got Lincoln Speedway and Williams Grove Speedway, Abbottstown, PA, and Mechanicsburg, PA. It's about right in the middle, middle north of Pennsylvania. Is about where those tracks are. From me, it's probably 5 or 6 hour drive one way just to get to these tracks. So it's not something that I can just hop in the truck and go to. It's a major trip planning for me to go to one of these tracks. But this is the bread and butter of Christina's area. This is where she's from, Port Royal, Williams Grove, Lincoln. She's been to all these tracks. She knows them well, especially Port and Williams Grove. So these are some of the premier dirt tracks in Pennsylvania, besides Lernerville and Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. You've got Williams Grove, Lincoln, Port Royal, some of the big named dirt tracks in Pennsylvania, and the World of Outlaws will be at two of them this week. Wednesday at Lincoln, and Friday, Saturday, Williams Grove. You got the Gettysburg Clash Wednesday and the Morgan Cup this weekend. And then they take the week off. They'll be at Attica next Friday. But wait a second. There's something in between that. Oh, yeah, the High Limit Sprint Car Series on Tuesday at Wayne County. Not only is the High Limit Sprint Car Series going to be at Wayne County Speedway, but it's a pretty special event going on, because if you look at the High Limit Sprint Car Series Facebook, or even if you go to their Twitter page, I believe they have as well, This race at Wayne County Speedway is not just any old high limit ordinary race. It is the Sheldon Howden Shield, $32,000 to win race. This is the highest paying race in the history of Wayne County Speedway. So this is going to be pretty good. And obviously Sheldon is going to be there since it's named after him. It's the Howden Shield race. So you've got names like Sheldon Howden Shield be there, Logan Schuhart, Kyle Larson, Brad Sweet, Tyler Courtney, David Gravel. Some big names will be coming through Wayne County Speedway, especially outlaw names, as they make their way from Pennsylvania to Attica. You got to stop at Wayne County on the way. So that's coming up Tuesday. But first, the Outlaws must race this weekend before they can even get to Attica. And the points has taken a drastic turn since the last time we were here on the air. Last time we talked to you guys, David Gravel was leading the points. Not so much anymore. Right where he belongs. Or where he thinks he belongs. Mr. Brad Sweet is your new points leader, and he is leading by only 2 points over Carson Macedo. That's right. David Gravel is not even in second. He has dropped all the way to third with 4 wins on the year so far. He's got 12 top fives and 14 top tens, but it's just not enough points to keep Brad Sweet out of first. Brad Sweet, 3 wins, 11 top fives, 15 top tens out of 17 races. But more impressive than that is your second place driver, Carson Macedo, also a California driver. He's 2 points back. He's got 1 win, 10 top fives, but of the 17 races so far, 16 top tens. So that's pretty good numbers there for Carson, enough to get hit to second place, even with only 1 win, sandwiched between a driver with 3 wins and a driver with 4 wins. So it just shows you that wins will not keep you in first place. It's about being consistent, and that's what Brad Sweet, that's his middle name. His parents actually named him Consistent. That's his middle name, Brad Consistent Sweet. No, I'm just kidding. But he is one of the most consistent World of Outlaw drivers that you will meet. He knows how to play this game. He knows when to get the points. And now that he's in first this early in the season, this could be bad news for everybody. Usually Brad Sweet starts off the season pretty strong, first few races, gets a win or two, gets in that groove kind of, and then he kind of, you know, mellows out from May, June, July, kind of lays low. He's just getting good top tens, top fives. You don't really hear much about him. You see all these other drivers getting wins, but if he's not leading, he's second, you know, he's within a handful points of first place. Well, now he's in first. So if he just goes in cruise control mode now, it could be pretty bad for some of these guys fifth place and down, who are already well over 100 points behind guys like Sheldon Houdenshield that we just talked about. He's got one win on the year, but you scroll over to these other two columns, he's only got four top fives and only 11 top 10 so far. You say only, that sounds pretty, it does sound pretty good with the top 10s, but if you're not getting consistent top 10s and fives, you're not going to make the points to stay with these top few guys. And Sheldon in fifth place right now is already 134 points out of first place. Donnie Schatz, no wins yet this year. He's in sixth. You got Michael Kofoid in seventh. Spencer Baston in eighth. Giovanni Scalzi in ninth. Brock Zierfoss in tenth. He's part of that PA posse. You got Brock Jacob Allen, Logan Schuhart, some of these PA posse guys that can't wait to get to Lincoln and Williams Grove and turn on the afterburners and show some of these guys how to race, especially these guys from California, show them what Pennsylvania is all about. So that is a look at your top 10 drivers in the point standings right now. And like I said at the beginning of the show, the World of Outlaws was at Eldora for their hashtag Let's Race 2 event. It was a two-day event. And Shark Racing picks up a win on night one. Friday night, Logan Schuhart gets his first win of the 2023 race season. He outlasts Rico Abreu, who then gets the win on night two. So your winners for this weekend, Logan Schuhart and Rico Abreu. Rico on Saturday night beats out Donnie Schatz and David Gravel to pick up that win. And on night one, Logan Schuhart, like I said, was racing Rico Abreu 0.3 seconds of a win for Logan Schuhart, who led 29 of the 30 laps that night and picked up $10,000 as well. Donnie Schatz not so far behind either. He was only about half a second behind. And then you had Brad Sweet, David Gravel, Carson Macedo, Jacob Allen, Giovanni Scalzi, Sheldon Houdenshield, and Kyle Larson was your top 10 drivers on night one. On night two, with Rico getting the win, Rico beats out Donnie Schatz by 0.67 seconds. Rico also leading 29 of the 30 laps. Donnie Schatz leading one lap on Saturday night. David Gravel, Brian Brown, Justin Pett, Jacob Allen, Spencer Baston, Brad Sweet, Tyler Courtney, and Corey Eliason are your top 10 drivers that night. David Gravel, third place, finishing almost 3.5 seconds behind. So Rico getting the $10,000 check on Saturday night and just whooping the field on Saturday. So that is your race winners for the World of Outlaws this past weekend there in Eldora. So, oops, went too far. Now, like I said, coming up, they will be at Lincoln Speedway on Wednesday, tomorrow night, for the Gettysburg Clash, and then they will be heading to Williams Grove Friday, Saturday for the Morgan Cup, taking the week off. They'll be back in Ohio next Friday at Attica, and then they'll be at Sharon Speedway on Saturday. And then the following Friday and Saturday, they'll be at Atomic Speedway for a two-night event down there in Waverly. That's at the southernmost part of Ohio. It's about a 5-hour drive, 6-hour drive from here You basically just get on 71 and just go south until you can't no more, until you get to Kentucky. That's about where it's at. It's a long drive from here, but the World of Outlaws will be down there at the end of the month, at the end of May for Memorial Day weekend. So that'll be pretty sweet. That is your NOS energy drink sprint car update. Whew, it's a mouthful for me. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about the High Limit Sprint Car Series. We'll talk a little bit about, we'll see how Wayne County and Lernerville did this past weekend as well. I got to get something to drink. All this talking by myself, make my throat dry. All right, we'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
Kick the dust up. It's a farming town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on. Come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out.
Had it muted this whole time. It was muted this whole time. Holy crap. My bad. All right, we're back. Fastlane Sports Show. I just did that whole monologue muted. Oh, my goodness. All right. Wayne County Speedway this Saturday. They will have the Fast Sprint Car Series, the Malkett Tavern Late Models, the Flynn's Tire and Auto Service Modifieds, the McKenzie Concrete Super. You guys have probably been sitting there for the last 2 minutes going, what in the heck is going on? We don't hear anything. All right. Lernerville Speedway, they should be racing this Saturday as well. Let's check their schedule. I'm sorry, Friday. They run on Friday nights. This Friday, May 12th, ULMS United Late Model Series will be there. It is the ULMS McConnell Memorial. Also, you will have the People's Sprints, the Deal Modifieds, Pick Apart Pro Stocks. They'll all be there as well. So racing starts at 7:30. Pits will open at 4 if you're a driver. Gates open at 5. Hot laps start at 6:30. Racing, 7:30. They're usually pretty spot on with their times. Because we had Big E on the show just a few weeks ago. If you remember that, you can go back and listen to that show as well. All of our shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to any show at any time. But like Big E said, they like to get things going. Once the racing starts, they like to keep it flowing, keep the racing going, so that way people aren't there until, you know, god-awful hours of the evening and night, especially you got families that bring kids. You know, it's a Friday night. A lot of people might have worked all day, school all day, whatever it might be. And then you go to the racetrack to have some fun. You don't want to be there till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, especially if you got an hour drive or a half-hour drive, 45 minutes, or like me, a 2.5, 3-hour drive. I've done that drive. Whew. I've driven there for a race. It was a nice race, great weekend. And then I drove home. That makes for a long day. I've done that to Jennerstown too. I've gotten up Saturday morning, drove to Jennerstown, was there all day, all night, and then drove home. Never, ever again will I do that. That is, you want to talk about a 12-hour to 14-hour day, and 6 hours, 7 hours of that is driving. Whew, that makes for a long day. I won't do that. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get to some of these tracks. We encourage you guys to go to tracks. But make a weekend out of it if you want to go to Lernerville. Even Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, that's about an hour and a half drive from me to there. But a lot of these tracks, you'll find they're out in beautiful country, but they're not so far away to where you can get a hotel. Make a weekend out of it. You know, make a weekend out of going to Jennerstown. It's up in the Laurel Highlands Mountains area. It's beautiful country up there. The racetrack is beautiful, but make a weekend out of it. That's what I do with the wife now. We'll make a weekend out of it. Like I said, we'll leave Friday night. We'll go get a hotel. We'll stay Friday night. Sometimes go to the racing Saturday, maybe get the hotel again Saturday night, come home, you know, do a bunch of stuff around the area on Sunday, and then make our way home, take our time getting home. Or we'll just go Saturday, stay over, get up Sunday and do a bunch of stuff. The Flight 93 Memorial is out there. There's all kinds of stuff to do around the Jennerstown area, and it's conveniently right off of the turnpike, so it's easy to get to. But a lot of these tracks, even Lernerville, Wayne County Speedway, if you live a couple hours away and you come to Wayne County Speedway, make a weekend out of it. You got Amish country right down the road. You can make a whole day out of that. So there's a lot to do at some of these tracks. You just got to research a little bit, but, the biggest thing is going to the tracks, and helping them, give them your money. They want your money. A lot of these tracks that we deal with and have on the show, like Lernerville, Jennerstown, Wayne County, Midvale, they take the money and they don't just run. The owners don't get rich off of the people, the fans. A lot of these tracks, you see, if you go to these tracks enough, you'll see the money getting put back in to the track, whether it's an asphalt track gets new pavement. Midvale put new asphalt in the corners a couple years ago. Jennerstown just upgraded their track lighting, which is amazing. It's LED stadium lighting. It's awesome now at night there. Wayne County, they're constantly putting stuff in at Wayne County. They got loges there with air conditioning in case, you know, you don't want dirt in your hair, which I don't know why you go to a dirt track. If you don't want dirt in your hair, dirt in your beard, drink it. But they got air conditioned loges, and he's constantly putting money into the seats, into the track for safety. A lot of tracks do that too. You know, they're constantly putting money back in to make the track safe, because if drivers are getting in wrecks and getting hurt, they're not going to come, and there's not going to be any drivers there for the fans to see. So then the fans are going to quit coming. That's just a bad snowball. So a lot of these tracks, you'll see, they put the money back into the track and put it to good use. But they can't do that if you don't go. So you don't have to go every week, but go to a different track once a month. Just go to a different track once a month. Most tracks run on Fridays and Saturday nights. I'm sure you can get to one, or if you have a vacation scheduled for a weekend. Check out Wayne County, Lernerville, Jennerstown, Midvale, Attica, Sharon, Eldora. So, if you don't make it to Eldora once this year, I'm sure they won't miss your $20. That track probably is an exception to the rule. But no, it's still a small town short track. They race there quite a bit too. But you know, place like Atomic, PPMS, Port Royal, Williams Grove, Lincoln, all these tracks, they depend on fans showing up. We've seen too many tracks over the years that have shut down because they just don't get anybody coming to the race. And then, you know, too, a lot of these tracks use some of that gate money for the purses for the drivers too, you know. And if there's nobody coming to watch the racing, there's no money coming in, the drivers aren't getting paid, and then the drivers are going to quit. So you see how that happens too? It goes both ways. So be sure to get out and get to some of these racetracks. All right, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back on the other side of the break, we will have our special guest, Jason Bush, here. We'll talk to him for a little bit, check in on him, see how his 2022 season was. They're 2 weeks into the 2023 season already. We'll see how the car is so far this year. Sounds like it's pretty good. It sounds like it's maybe a half of an adjustment away. I think he's a half of an adjustment away from getting that win already this year. So the car sounds like it's really good. A lot of work he did to it in the off season. We'll talk to him about this year. We'll find out what got him into racing. What possessed him to want to strap into a car and go fast and turn left all the time on the weekends? We'll talk to him about that. We'll also check in with the NHL. After our interview with Jace, we'll check in on the NHL playoffs. There's a game tonight and a few other things about next week. So keep it right here. Take a quick break. When we come back, special guest Jason will be here with us.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is.
.357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at .357 Woodworks. .357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
Born to race, he had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud. And haul and shine with his regular line till the track got in his blood. With a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tight or a barroom fight, it was Stroker stole.
Oh, welcome back to the Fast Lane Sports Show, presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. I'm your host, Pete. Welcome back. Thank you for being with us tonight. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. That wasn't a Jason doesn't haul shine during the week. It's just I like that song. He doesn't. we don't do that no more. We've got Jason Bush joining us now. Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Pete?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Jason Bush is joining us on the Barbasol Shave phone lines. Modified driver at Jennerstown Speedway. Jason, let's start off with what got you into racing? How old were you? For some of our new fans that might not know who you are, how old were you when you got into racing and what made you want to do it?
I started at age 7 in 1986 racing go-karts at Blanket Hill Speedway in Katanning, PA. What got me into it was my uncle Paul Bush was a big block modified driver back in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s. So I always grew up around racing and stuff like that. And I always wanted to get into it. And in the summer of 86, we took a family vacation down to Ocean City, Maryland, and they had go-karts, you know, where you could go and drive them around the track. And it was a blast. So when we came back, we found a go-kart track at Blanket Hill Speedway up in Katanning, went up there. We watched one time. I said, I want to do this, Dad. So we ended up getting a cart from Outdoor Sales and Service up in Katanning. It was a Starduster. And Rod George, which is a local sprint car driver that raced at Lernerville and all over the tri-state area, was the guy that built them, and we started racing.
Wow. So you go to a go-kart, drive a go-kart, and you're like, this is what I want to do. And I'm assuming that was on dirt.
When we went down, when we were on vacation, it was just, you know, the local track, you know, the fun go-karts down there that you could run around in. And, when we came back, we went to, it was a dirt track. It was actually back in the probably 60s. It was a big track. They used to actually race big cars. And then it had closed up for a long time, and they made a small go-kart track out of it, and they ran go-karts there. And then we got into that and started racing there. And then it took a couple years, but back up in the 1990s, right around 1990, we started racing a Burris series, which was three asphalt tracks and three dirt tracks. So we ran Blanket Hill, Deerfield in Ohio, Columbiana Speedway in Ohio, which is an asphalt road course, Banana Speedway in Lewistown, PA, and then Atkins Speedway, which was a big track back in the day for WKA Nationals.
And it just kind of kept going from there. I mean, you just kept working your way up?
Yeah, we kept working our way up, and I ran go-karts from 1986 to 94 was my last year in go-karts. We had bought a new kart at the end of 93, and I was racing the senior super stock division at the time. And we bought a Trick go-kart. That was the name of the company that made it. And we had Dave Turner building our motors from down in West Virginia, one of the best motor builders on the East Coast for go-karts at the time. We went out. We won two track championships my last year of go-karts. And then in 95, I started racing a full-size stock car.
And did you stay on dirt, or did you kind of make the switch to asphalt about that time?
No, we stayed on dirt. Back in 1994, they came out with the UMP modifieds, which is very similar to what I race now, but they were on dirt, and we raced Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway is where they raced them at. And my uncle had already – he got back into racing in the 90s in the senior series with the Pittsburgh Circle Track. And then in 94, they came out with this division. So he went and got a car and started racing, and he was starting to get older again. So at 15, I was actually allowed to get into the race car with my parents signing a waiver. I turned 16 about halfway through the season in July, and they let me run. At that time, I was, I believe, the youngest driver in Pennsylvania driving a full-size stock car at that time.
Wow. What was the nerves like for that? I mean, you think about being, you know, we all think about being early teens and, you know, nervous to even get our driver's license and drive on the road. And here you are strapping into a race car and turning laps on dirt track.
Yeah, it was definitely a crazy experience. I mean, I didn't even have my driver's license yet because I wasn't 16, and I'm in a race car going 125 mile an hour down a straightaway, and it was a pure adrenaline rush at 15, and at 44, it's still an adrenaline rush doing it every week.
I can imagine. I guess though, you know, going from the go-karts, you know, you kind of had that big block of, you know, 8 or 6, 7, 8 years where you kind of were used to it anyway. So I guess it was probably a big shot going that much faster, but you had that experience that you had been working on. So I'm sure it probably wasn't as huge of a culture shock as just throwing a random 15-year-old in a big modified and saying, here you go, here's the keys, go make some left turns in this dirt. So I'm sure that kind of helped a little bit having that background with them go-karts.
Yeah, it definitely did help. And, you know, it was really weird. I ran go-karts from 86 to 94. And, I mean, as I grew up in the go-karts and got into the senior super stock, you know, we were running on 3/8 mile tracks. We used to race at Challenger Speedway in Indiana, PA, which is no longer there anymore. But we ran our go-karts on that track. And then when I started racing full-size cars, we would race there as well. And it was a big shock and change. You know, you put 12 go-karts out on the track, you had a lot of room. It was a 3/8 mile track. You had a lot of room to move around. You put 20 full-size cars out there, and, man, it's tight.
Yeah, really, really beating the fenders off that way. So now here we are. It's 2023, and you're racing a modified on asphalt at Jennerstown. You said that the adrenaline is still there when you strap in on Saturday nights at Jennerstown. You still get that adrenaline rush?
Oh, every week, every Saturday I get up and I tell my wife how nervous I am. I'm nervous and pacing all day until I get to the track. It's nerves, but once I get to the track, I'm calm and I get in the car, and it's still a big adrenaline rush every time you get in and go out there and get in the gas when the green flag drops. It's a rush. And that's one of the main reasons I do it. It's like a drug, you know, that adrenaline is like a drug.
We're talking with Jason Bush on the Barbasol Shave phone lines. He is a modified driver from Jennerstown Speedway. Jason, how long now have you been driving at Jennerstown? I know Jennerstown has been around for a long time. It was shut down for a while even. And there's been a lot of big name drivers that have come through. Jennerstown was pretty popular back in the day. I mean, NASCAR greats even have raced there. So, you're from that area of PA. I'm sure that you kind of grew up hearing about Jennerstown as well, but how long have you been racing at Jennerstown now with this modified car?
Well, I switched from dirt to asphalt in 1999. Was my first year on asphalt, and we used to race Friday nights at Motordrome Speedway, go home, change gears, and go race Saturday at Jennerstown. That was the weekend. That's what we did. So I've been running at Jennerstown since 99.
Nice. So you've been around. You've seen the track go through some changes.
Yes, we have. For a long time, we didn't get a lot of our modifieds up there. You know, a lot of the guys that race in our division were from down where I live, around the Pittsburgh area. And I'm about an hour and a half from the track from my shop. So a lot of guys didn't want to travel the mountain. It's really not that far. It's only 57 miles for me to get there. It's not far. It's just you got to go up a big mountain to get there. And a lot of guys didn't want to do it, so we never really got the car count. You know, we only would get, you know, on a good night, we might get 12 cars back then. And it just wasn't panning out. And then, you know, we raced there until 03. Then I kind of took a hiatus from racing for a few years. Still was around, then the track closed down, and then when it reopened, I went up there a couple times, and those guys were pretty good, and then now these three owners that took it over are, I mean, really great. They really, really are for the racers and are putting the money into the track, and like you were talking about the lighting, how they upgraded the lighting and that, and yeah, it's just, it's been great going up there.
Yeah, it's just since I've been going there the last 5 or 6, 7 years, you can see that they've put a lot of effort into the track. And like I was saying before, you know, it's kind of, it goes both ways. You got to put money into the track for the fan experience, but you also got to put money into the track for the driver safety and experience as well, to keep both coming. You want the fans and the drivers there. And, you know, Jennerstown, they've worked on the drainage in the pit area, because that used to be bad. They put the new lights in. They've done a lot for the fan experience as well. So, yes, Jennerstown is definitely one of those tracks that takes the money and puts it into the track. From a driver's standpoint, you know, what is the track like for those that, you know, don't race, have never gotten a car? You know, is it high banked, you know, one racing groove, you know, depends on the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, I think the straightaways are banked 12 degrees, the turns are banked 6, so it's not high banked, but it's super fast. It's a big half mile. It's 0.522 of a mile in the racing groove, but on a lot of nights, you could run two grooves, especially if you got your car working, and you got to have your car working on the high side to get past these guys, because, you know, the bottom's the preferred groove, but you could definitely run side by side up there with no problem. But we got real nice long straightaways and pretty sweeping corners, but one and two is pretty just a sweep corner, where three and four, you have to turn twice when you're in it. When you go into three, you turn. Then about halfway through the corner, you got to turn again because it's a little egg-shaped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, three and four is definitely – I spend a lot of my time in three and four. That seems to be the racer's corner. You gotta have your car dialed in and have a lot of talent, it seems like, for turns three and four. Going back real quick to the car, is the modified – once you switched to the asphalt, is the modified the only thing that you've driven on asphalt?
Yeah, that's the only thing I've ever driven. I've never drove anything with fenders, no late models, no street stocks. I went from go-karts to a dirt UMP modified to an asphalt modified.
And no aspirations to ever drive anything else? You were comfortable in that modified?
I've always liked the open wheels. I think it's a fun division. You know, you race close, you got to watch. You know, you can't bump wheels because you don't have fenders. You bump a wheel and you're driving up over somebody. But I never really had any desire to race anything else. One thing I've always wanted to race is a 410 sprint car, because that's like a go-kart on steroids. And I've never got that opportunity, but that would be one of my dreams, just to go around a track a couple times in a 410 sprint car to say that I did it.
Yeah, that would be that would probably be pretty intense. Talk about an adrenaline rush for that. Jason, let's talk. We're talking with Jason Bush. He's a modified driver from Jennerstown Speedway, joining us tonight on the Barbasol Shea phone lines. Let's talk about last year, 2022. Wasn't a bad season. How was 2022 for Jason Bush at Jennerstown?
2022, it was probably one of my best years racing on asphalt since I got into it. I didn't get no feature wins, but I had 5 preliminary wins, and we were very consistent. Top 3-4 car out of the 18 races. I only finished out of the top 5 twice, and I finished in 7th place both of those races. So we were consistently in the top 5. I didn't get any wins. We had a really good points year going into the last night. I was only 12 points out of the lead, so I had a mathematical shot of winning the championship had we done well. And in hot laps, Chris Brink was driving Tom Golick's other modified, and he had spun out, and I had nowhere to go, and I destroyed my car.
Mm.
So I ended up getting in John Fama, the 55, let me drive his backup car that night, and I thank him a ton for that, to let me try to continue, you know, the points battle. And you know, I ended up racing that car pretty banged up. I think I had a bruised rib. I bit my lip, my tongue. I was pretty messed up from that crash. And he let me get in it, and we ended up placing 5th in it. So I kept my top 5s alive. But we ended up losing the championship by 20 points. So it was overall, it was a great year, I think.
And, boy, you talk about wrecking the car, but I've seen pictures. She looks pretty good now.
Yeah, we got her back together over the winter with a lot of late nights, and I had a ton of help from Mike Backalong, which is an old racer that actually used to race a modified against me at Motordrome in Jennerstown, and he's been in multiple other division street stocks and late models, but he knows his stuff when it comes to the modified. And he said, you know, I'll give you a hand this year and we'll get that car rebuilt. And we pretty much rebuilt that car. Everything but the center of the car is what we rebuilt over the winter.
Wow. Sounds like you said, a lot of late nights in the shop. What is the family support like for you on the racing side? You know, sounds like you come from a racing family. And it sounds like it started with your mom and dad, your parents, now has translated into your wife. So how has that support been, and what's it been like for you and your racing career so far?
The support, I have always had great support over the years. I mean, you know, my wife supports me 100%. Tina, she just, you know, she puts up with the long nights and the long nights and at the track. You know, she's there pretty much every week supporting me, and I greatly appreciate that. And I got my dad. He's been my right-hand man from go-karts all the way up through. He's always been there for me and supported me in the racing. And without our business, you know, we have a local tire shop and mechanical shop here in Pittsburgh, and without the support of our shop, there's no way that I would ever been able to do what I've been able to do in my racing career.
Yeah, that's, along with sponsors, having that support of family seems to be one of the go-tos for a lot of drivers that we talk to. You know, they always say how, their parents or their wife or, you know, their brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, whatever it might be that have supported them in their driving. That's always one of the things that they go to is that family support. And so that's always a good thing. So here we are, 2023. I believe you guys have ran twice now at Jennerstown. How's the car feel so far? It sounds like from a couple of your posts that I've seen, it sounds like you got the car dialed in pretty good. It might just need one or two more adjustments.
Yeah, we're getting it, now that I'm pushing the car. We went out for practice and the car was comfortable and we were turning some better times than we did last year and I was happy with that. But then we got into race trim and race mode and I started pushing the car harder. And I found we needed to make some adjustments. So, we won the heat race the first week out. I started on the pole, and we were able to win it. And I ended up finishing fifth the first night. Car wasn't perfect, so we took it back, and we made some changes. Found a bad left front spring. It wasn't reading what it was supposed to read. And we changed that for the second week and went up and – we made some changes at the track and we were able to win. We started on the pole for the heat race again. And I was able to win that with a couple fast guys in it. And I got lucky and started on the pole for the feature, led the first five laps. And then we had a caution for a spin and I had nothing for the 17, ran second for a while. And then we had a battle with John Fama in the 55. And then I ended up finishing third. So we're making progress. We're getting in the right direction, but the car just needs a little tweaking. And I think this week I know what I got to do to it, and we're going to get it dialed in, hopefully, for this Saturday coming up.
A lot of the listeners that maybe haven't been to a track like Jennerstown or even Wayne County or anything like that. If they watch NASCAR and they see – these NASCAR teams show up, they've got all these guys and the driver, the only thing he does is gets in the car and drives. We know that's not how it is for you guys. I've been at the track plenty of times. You guys are turning wrenches. You're making the adjustments. You're getting the tires. You're putting the tires on. You're doing all that included driving. So for you, having a couple people to help you is important. But what is that, with these tracks too, people get pit passes and they come down and you got fans that want to talk to you. How do you try and balance that? You got fans, little kids wanting to talk to you, but you got to work on the car too. So how is that for you to balance that and make time for the fans also?
Yeah, it all works out in the end. I mean, I have a couple guys, I have my dad and my uncle that come, my wife comes and helps out. And then I got Mike and JJ, they come out, they help me. So I don't have to do a lot to the car when I'm there, but I always like to do the wrenching on the car because then I know what's getting done and I know what the changes are and how it's going to affect it. And, the fans are great. We don't get a lot of fans that just come into the pits up at Jennerstown. But after the races, we usually stay and leave the car out. And I always enjoy meeting and greeting the fans and the young kids. Let them sit in the car, give them a picture, sign an autograph. And that's what makes it, If I could put a smile on one of the kids' faces, that makes the night for me. And I always try to head over to the stands and I always mingle, with the fans when I can.
Yeah. Try to avoid the press, though. I notice sometimes. No, I'm just kidding.
we would never avoid Pete.
For some of our NASCAR fans, too, they see during the racing, these guys are making pit stops and adjustments along the way. For you guys, sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes you show up. you got your practice, you can make some adjustments there, but then once the racing starts, now, I mean, it might only be 20 or 30 laps, but once the racing starts, I mean, you're pretty much stuck with the adjustments you have after practice and qualifying, right?
Yeah, you really are. I mean, you gotta kind of know. You have to guess. It's pretty much a guessing game to hit the setup right. You know, is the track going to tighten up or is it going to loosen up? The more rubber down on the track, how is it going to take your adjustment? You kind of got to guess at it. You know, once we get a baseline set up in our car, we're usually pretty good week in and week out. But yeah, you definitely, once we get out there, you know, we're only running a 20 lap feature. So if you're running in the top three, you don't want to pit to try and make an adjustment if a caution comes out, because then you got to go to the back. Now, the first week, you know, we weren't running so great. The car wasn't handling. So we had a caution with 10 laps to go. So we only had 8 cars. So I was running fourth at the time. And the car was so bad, I said, we got to come in. So I came in and they made a quick adjustment and we tried it and I was able to get back up to fifth place to finish. But, you know, that's just, it's all, you know, sometimes you could do it, sometimes you can't.
And some people might be saying, well, he races the same track every week. It's got to be pretty much the same setup. But, I mean, it might be asphalt, but that track changes with weather. You know, it could be cold. It could be hot and slick. It could be had rain the night before, good rubber from other heat races. So even though it's an asphalt track that you race every week, that thing still changes every week, right?
Absolutely. From week to week, you know, if it rains during a week and it washes all the rubber off from last week, now you're on a green racetrack. So now it's completely different. If you get guys out there like this week, we have the super modifies coming in. They run them big wide American racer tires and they're rubber. We run right after them this week, so I don't know what the track's going to do, because they're gonna run 50 laps and lay a lot of rubber down. So it's kind of going to be a guessing game. I think we'll get close, you know, but you got to have your car on point. And, you know, every week it's different. You know, 1 week, even from just hot laps to feature time, it's hot and slick in the sun. Then the sun goes down and it gets cool. And you get rubber on the track, so you got to make little minute adjustments.
Now, some people might be saying, you know, about the tires. How often is there a rule on how many tires? Not that you want to buy a tire or tires every week, but is there rules on how often tires can be changed or purchased?
Yeah, so we start the year off. We were allowed to buy 4 tires. 4 new tires, then we could put 4 tires from last year into our inventory, so we could start with 8. And then every week we come to the track, we're allowed to purchase 1 new tire. Unless you have an accident and you tell them that the tire was damaged in the accident, then if there's an allotment of tires there, they'll let you get another one.
Mm. Okay. All right.
So it makes it nice. Nobody can bolt brand new tires on every week to make their car super fast.
Yeah, that kind of helps with the playing field and keeping guys around the same. That's cool. We're talking with Jason Bush. He is a modified driver, Jennerstown Speedway. He's joining us on the Barbasol Shave phone lines. Jason, it's always great to talk to you. You're always, whenever we're there, even if I don't see you first, you always make sure you come up and say hi to me and have gotten to be really good friends with you. You come on the show quite a bit, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy week tonight to come on the show and talk to us and talk to the fans and give us a little insight on how last year went and how this year went. So I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. That's not a problem. I enjoy coming on, but you know, I gotta send a shout out and a thanks to all my sponsors. Without them,
definitely.
Guys, you know, I wouldn't be able to do it. I have some really great support behind me, all local businesses from down in my area, Fazio Heating and Cooling, ACS Hobbies, Burkett Building and Design, the Triangle Bar and Grill, Lucci's Collision Center, Fairways Lounge, and Cog and Towing. Without all them, I definitely would not be able to do what we do week in and week out. Oh, and I got to forget, I can't forget Bush Brothers Tire Service. without them either.
Yeah,
I always
you
forget
better
to add
them.
Our own business in it.
Yeah, you better mention them. I like letting the drivers talk about their sponsors because, like you said, besides that family support, having that sponsorship really helps in the weekly racing. So, Jason, thank you again for coming on. Hopefully, with my new work schedule, hopefully I can make it out to a race this year at Jennerstown to see you. But if not, good luck in 2023. I'll have you on again a couple times if I can't make it to the track. We'll check in with you. We'll have you on, see how your season's going. But good luck in 2023, and hopefully you get that championship this year. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again here soon.
Well, sounds great. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good rest of your week.
You too.
All right. That was Jason Bush, he modified driver at Jennerstown Speedway. Always enjoy talking to Jason, whether it's at the track or on the show. He's a great guy. Like I said, he always makes sure he comes out. If he sees me there at the track, he comes up and says hi and talks to me. And we talked to him throughout the night at the track. And great looking car too. Love the car, the color scheme, the sponsorship decals. It's a sharp looking car out there. If you get a chance, head to Jennerstown Speedway. It's right there in Western PA, Southwestern PA. It's about an hour or so southeast of Pittsburgh. From me, like I said, it's about a 3.5 hour drive from here. But it's up in the Laurel Highlands part of Pennsylvania. Beautiful country up there, the mountains. And like I said, too, if you go there and it's middle of summer and hot, 80s and sunny during the day when the racing starts, like I said, you still want to take a hoodie because it gets chilly at night at Jennerstown. But thank you, Jason, for coming on. Always enjoy talking to him. And good luck to him this year at Jennerstown. All right, we'll take another quick break. When we come back, we'll break down some NASCAR stuff. We'll see what's going on, NHL playoffs, and a few other things we got going with the show, including May's giveaway. So keep it tuned right here to Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
Thank you.
All right. I turned my microphone on this time. So welcome back to the show. Hope you all have enjoyed the show so far. Going solo today. Don't worry. We got it all handled, though. We had our special guest, Jason Bush, modified driver from Jennerstown Speedway. He was just on the show. Big shout out. Thank you to Jason for that. So we got NHL hockey playoffs right now. Holy cow. The Hurricanes are sticking it to the Devils. There's only 35 seconds left. And Carolina already leads 2-1 in this series. 6-1. It is 6-1 right now. Hurricanes, Devils. Hurricanes are winning that game. Game four later tonight, actually, should be starting anytime soon. Game four, Stars and Kraken, the new team in Seattle, Dallas and Seattle. Game four, Seattle leads 2-1 in the series. So the new team putting it to Dallas tonight. Tomorrow, game four, Florida leading 3-0 in the series over the Maple Leafs. Panthers sticking it to the Maple Leafs. Game four is tomorrow. I believe that game is in Florida. Game four, Vegas Golden Knights leading the series 2-1 over the Oilers. Golden Knights and Oilers, game four tomorrow. That game is at 10 p.m. on ESPN, CBC, TVAS, SN. Game four of the Maple Leafs and Panthers at 7 p.m. That game on ESPN as well. ESPN is doing most of the playoffs. Thursday, this Thursday, it'll be game five, Devils and Hurricanes on TNT. Game five, Kraken and Stars on TNT as well. So, yeah, that's the final. Hurricanes over the Devils, 6-1. 6-1. Whew. All right. Wow. Talk about a great game. Nobody scored in the third period either. That game was 6-1 going into the third period, people. Oh, boy. All right. So that's your NHL breakdown. Seattle, Dallas, Vegas, Oilers, not the Houston Oilers either. It's the Oilers. You got New Jersey, Carolina, Florida, and Toronto. That's your Stanley Cup playoffs right now as it sits. Let's talk NASCAR. We've only got 20 minutes to go. We'll talk NASCAR. Boy, did you see what happened Sunday in Kansas after the race? Ross Chastain, Noah Gragson getting into it on pit road after the race. Noah getting socked in the chin by Ross Chastain. Things were getting hot and heavy in Kansas, but Hamlin and Larson battling it out at the end. Larson gets loose and into the wall, comes off the wall, gets in front of Hamlin. Hamlin gives him a little tap. He gets back in the wall. Hamlin gets the win at Kansas. And picking up, I want to say off the top of my head that is his first win of the year. Yes, it is. All right. So Hamlin gets his first win of the year, pretty much seals his deal for the playoffs. So now you got Christopher Bell, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin with wins. Tyler Reddick has a win. So that just leaves. That just leaves old, excuse me. That leaves Ty Gibbs, the only JGR driver without a win yet. Him and Bubba are down there 18th and 19th in points. Ross Chastain leading the regular season points so far over Christopher Bell, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Brad Keselowski. That's your top 10. Your top 16, Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, Chris Buescher, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Daniel Suarez. That's your top 16. As far as the playoffs go, You got Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Martin Truex Jr., Tyler Reddick, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's got that win. Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, Chase Briscoe, Daniel Suarez. That's your top 16 in the playoff standings. Daniel Suarez is only 6 above the cutoff line right now. You've got Bubba Wallace is only 2 points outside of being in the top 16. Chase Briscoe is 17th in the points, but he's in the top 16. He's in the playoffs. He's 2 to the good in the playoffs right now. Who am I looking for? Okay. So, yeah, that's your top 16. Your drivers with wins, you got Kyle Larson, 2 wins. William Byron, 2 wins. Kyle Busch, 2 wins. Then you've got Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. They all have wins. As long as they can stay in that top 16, they should be good for the playoffs. You got Chase Elliott way down here in 29th. He's got some work to do to get in the playoffs, as well as Austin Dillon, Harrison Burton, 29th, 30th, 31st. Those guys have a lot of work to do to get to the playoffs. Ryan Preece is down there. Eric Almirola, Eric Jones, AJ Allmendinger. You got some big-name teams with drivers down towards the bottom of the list there that have a lot of work to do to get towards the playoffs for this year. Still looking for that first win of this year. Kevin Harvick, we're only 12 races in. Ross Chastain, no wins yet. No wins yet, and he's not making a lot of friends either. It seems as the weeks go by, not just drivers. He's not making friends with the fans either. That love affair seems to be fading pretty quick from the fan side. The Barbasol Shea phone line number to call is 657-383-1903 if you want to weigh in and have a different opinion. But Ross Chastain is not making friends in the garage or in the stands. So he needs – and I know, there have been aggressive drivers in the past. Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt, Matt Kenseth, there've been other Kurt Busch. There've been aggressive drivers in the past, Tony Stewart. I'm not saying that Ross Chastain is doing anything that nobody else has ever done before. I'm just saying he's not making friends. He had that huge love affair last year with the fans. He was winning races. He was making the playoffs. He was, had a chance at a championship. Trackhouse was doing great, getting wins. We had a lot of smaller teams getting wins. We had a lot of new drivers getting wins last year. Ross was one of them. But he's every week he seems like he's wrecking another guy that's got a big fan base. I don't know, Ross. I think he'll be okay. Like I said, he's not the first driver to be aggressive or, to wreck somebody in a race. I'm sorry. He's not the first guy to do it. If that's not what you like, then, you shouldn't probably be watching NASCAR then. So I don't know. NASCAR fans are so fickle anymore either. It's like, oh, let the drivers have at it. Let the drivers have at it. And then when the drivers have at it, oh, NASCAR needs to do something. These drivers are too blah. Oh, this guy's too blah, whatever. It's like, and then NASCAR steps in and does, oh, NASCAR needs to back off. They're trying to micromanage these guys and just let them race. It's like, what do you want? You can't have it both ways. But, hey, Ross Chastain leading the points, regular season points, and the playoff points. So, I mean, even without a win, He is to the good. I mean, he is good to make the playoffs right now. But you know he wants to get a win. I'm sure he does. You know he does. Let's talk about – now, I mentioned this with Christina a few weeks ago. And oh, look, they even have to tell you what DNF means. If you go to the NASCAR website, you can click on standings, and you can see – you can organize them by points, how far behind they are in the points, how many starts, how many wins, top five, top tens. And then you got DNFs, and it even has to tell you what DNF stands for. DNF stands for did not finish, in case you didn't know that. Okay, so anyway, let's talk about DNFs, because I talked about this with Christina a few weeks ago. The point system that NASCAR has now with stages and everything, DNFs don't matter anymore. I don't even think we should keep track of DNFs. Because it really – look at Kyle Larson, for example. In the regular season points, Kyle Larson is down to eighth, okay? In the playoff points, he's second. When it comes to DNFs, he is number one in DNFs. Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, Ryan Preece, and Ty Dillon all have four DNFs, okay? Of those four drivers, Kyle Larson is the only one in the top 10. He's got two wins. I get it. He's got two stage wins as well. But that's what I'm saying. He's got stage wins. He's got stage points. He's got two wins. He could finish the season with 10 DNFs. He'll still make the playoffs. He'll still have a chance for a championship. In today's NASCAR points, DNFs don't matter. You could have 10 DNFs in the regular season. And as long as you get one, two wins, you'll still make the playoffs, and you'll still have a chance at the championship. Christopher Bell, second in points, right? He's got three DNFs, and he's third in the playoff points. He's got a win. He's got three DNFs, though. Kyle Busch, three DNFs. He's got more DNFs than he does wins. Joey Logano, three DNFs. Eric Almirola, A.J. Allmendinger, Austin Dillon, Noah, William Byron. I'm sorry, William Byron only has two. But these other guys all have three DNFs. So it just goes to show you that the stages, the stage racing, the stage points, the stage wins way outweigh you not finishing a race. 12 races. So far this year, Kyle Larson has only finished 8 of those 12 races. Two of them he's got wins. Only 5 of them are top 5 or top 10s. But he's got 4 DNFs, and he's sitting 8th in the points, 2nd in the playoffs with 2 wins. What I'm saying is DNFs, they don't – it doesn't hurt you anymore. DNFs don't hurt you. So that's the Cup Series. This weekend – ooh, NASCAR goes to Darlington this weekend. And then we go into the All-Star break, and then we go to the Coca-Cola 600. Big race there. All-Star race this year, North Wilkesboro. A lot of race fans excited for this. Yeah, it's just the All-Star race, but NASCAR is back at North Wilkesboro. You want to talk about grassroots racing? You want to talk about NASCAR getting back to where it started, where it came from? That's it, North Wilkesboro. Our league, our show league, now we have 21 people in our league this year. Awesome. Amazing. I love the support that the show got for our NASCAR league this year. I don't love my pick for Kansas. Oh, Kyle Busch. Oh, you're killing me. Only got me 2 points this week at Kansas, but we had 5 people get a win. 5 people picked Denny Hamlin, and about half of the group picked Kyle Larson. So we had half of the people with Hamlin, the other half with Larson, and they were battling it out there at the end. Somebody had to lose, but those who picked Denny Hamlin got the win. Christina, Ty, Chad all have three wins so far in the year with those major playoff bonus points. That gives all three of them 15 bonus points going into the off season. I'm sorry, going into the playoffs out of the regular season. Tristan leading the regular season points by one. Chad has made his way all the way to second place. He's 1 point behind. Andrew up to third. He's 5 points behind. So the top's getting pretty feisty now. A lot of people are starting to get those picks right and making some big-time points. So I think we've only had a couple weeks where we didn't have a winner. Nobody picked the winner at Martinsville, and nobody picked the winner at Daytona. Other than that, we've had winners taken every single week. This week has been the most. We had five people get wins this week. Auto Club, we had four. So other than that, like I said, Martinsville and the 500 are the only two tracks where we haven't picked winners so far. And now we've got Darlington and then the All-Star Race coming up, and then the Coke 600, and then we go to some road courses, and then Nashville, and then Atlanta, back to Atlanta. Oh boy, the next few weeks are going to be pretty good. I'm excited and looking forward to that. All right, I hope you have enjoyed the show. Just hearing me, just listening to me, just you and me this week. It was just you and me this week. Like I said, with Christina, she's got some stuff going on at work, so we'll see. Hopefully she can join me next week. We'll be live at Wayne County Speedway next week. Fingers crossed for good weather and for some great racing. The High Limits Sprint Car Series will be at Wayne County Speedway next Tuesday. If you have next Tuesday off or if you're available, come out to the racetrack. It's going to be some great racing. It's just 410 sprint cars. There's no other divisions. It's just the sprint cars on Tuesday night all by themselves. Wayne County Speedway, kicking the dust up, making it dirty. You want to come out. They've been averaging about 50 cars. 50 cars on Tuesdays for the High Limits for the few races that they've had so far. So we'll see how many guys show up next Tuesday, May 16th at Wayne County Speedway, the High Limits Sprint Car Series. This weekend, though, you've got Lernerville running. You've got Lincoln Speedway tomorrow. You've got Williams Grove this weekend. PPMS is this weekend. Jennerstown, Wayne County, Midvale. All these tracks are going to be running this week. It's going to be a great weekend for weather for racing again. So make sure you check those out. 357 Woodworks. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you want custom-made wood crafting, whether it be a bench, a chair, a table, something outside for your garden, for your flower bed, for your porch, check out their inventory. They got some great stuff for Memorial Day coming up and 4th of July for your porch. He's going to be adding some stuff. I wish I could tell you. I was on the phone with him before the show, and he's telling me some of the stuff he's making, but I don't want to say it because I don't know if he's put it out there. I don't think he's put it out there yet, but he's got some great things that he's going to be making for your garden. If you got a big garden, or if you have a nice flower bed, some place to put it out in front of your house or your porch, some stuff for your porch. He makes some things that you can hang on your door if you like that kind of thing. If you like hanging stuff on your door, he's got some door hanger stuff as well. He's got a great inventory of stuff for the kitchen, cutting boards, charcuterie boards, butcher blocks, stuff like that. So if you need something custom made, whether it be, again, like a gift idea, a wedding gift, anniversary, birthday, whatever it might be, check out 357 Woodworks on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. While you're looking at custom made gift ideas, check out Margazzano Design on Facebook as well. She's got some great stuff there. I'll be, like I said, tomorrow I'll be posting some stuff that she made for the show that's going to be part of our May giveaway. So check out Margazzano Designs. If you are a racer, a racetrack, a promoter, a fan, a spouse of a driver, a friend of a driver, if you want some racing photos done, check out Debbie G Photography on Facebook as well. She goes to PPMS. She goes to Jennerstown. Sometimes she'll come up to Wayne County, but she does race photography. She was at Jennerstown not this past Saturday, I think the first weekend that they were running. She was there. She's got a bunch of those pictures posted. So check out that if you need some race photography done. Or high school graduation photos, senior pictures, whatever it might be. If you need some photos done, check out Debbie G Photography. Racer Chasing Apparel, can't forget about them. Go to racerchasingapparel.com. Get yourself some merchandise so that you look sharp at the racetrack. HardcoreFishingGame.com. Go there. If you're a hunter, a fisherman, if you have a sports team, if you're doing, maybe you have a landscaping company, maybe you're doing a group run, like one of those, what are they called, where you get like five or six friends together and you go run through the mud and obstacle courses. Maybe you're doing something like that. You can get custom made outdoor apparel made for you. Maybe you're having a family softball tournament or something like that. You can have custom made outdoor apparel for you. So check that out. Or if you're a hunter or fisherman, they've got great outdoor apparel that you can check out. If you're fishing, you want to stay cool while you're out there on the lake, you don't want to get sunburnt, they got hats, shirts, they've got the netting and stuff that you can get the sun off of you. Shoes, they've got shoes for that kind of stuff. Hunting, outdoor apparel for hunting, to keep you warm in the winter. I know you don't need that now. They've got some great deals going on. You might find some of that stuff on sale and get it now so that you have it for next winter for hunting season. So check out HardcoreFishingGame.com. Also, BarbasolShave.com. Check them out. Join their shave club, their monthly shave club. You never have to worry about running out of razors or shaving cream or anything like that. So check out Barbasol.com as well. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know that I need to wrap the show up because I'm not going to be able to talk tomorrow. So hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week live from Wayne County Speedway. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Oh, I hope so. I can't wait to see the High Limit Sprint Car Series. So until then, have a great week. Check out racing this weekend. Go to a racetrack this weekend or come out to Wayne County next Tuesday. Other than that, have a great week. Be safe. For Christina, I'm your host, Pete. Until next Tuesday, see ya!